what were your feelings about people protesting against the war at Washington, such as the hippies?
Again, everybody got their opinion. They can protest the war, which they did. But you had people like these hippies and everything was mostly strung out on drugs. And that's what they represent. They didn't represent what the United States really stood for. All they represented and all they cared about is they didn't want to go to Vietnam, which I can understand that you don't want to go somewhere and die for no reason at all, which in a way that was what was done for a young man to be put in the war and die for no reason. But I don't think it's right for protest to be out there and protesting the government.
What did you think about the draft dodgers going to Canada?
That is wrong altogether. If you're willing to go to another country just because you don't want to serve in the United States Army, that is very wrong. You are putting this country down. I don't care if you don't want to go to them. I didn't want to go to the Army. I didn't want to go to Vietnam, which I'm lucky I didn't. But I was willing to do what my country said. And then for them to run off to Canada was very wrong. And I do not think that they should have been allowed to come back. That is a very strong feeling I feel even today, that when you do something like that, you are dishonoring your country. And I just don't think it was right at all.
Okay. Did you lose any friends in the war?
I really don't know how many of my friends got killed. Because we got split up, and those that went to Vietnam, I have lost contact with them. So it's hard for me to say that they got killed or not, because I don't really know. I wonder today how many got killed or if any got killed. I don't know. But I just don't know if I had any got killed over or not.
What is your opinion of the sacrifices of all the men that died in the war?
As far as going being sent over for them to die, that is something that is hard to say. I think they died for no reason. The government had no plan of what we don't do to Vietnam. If these boys that died over, which was 58,000, which is 58,000 too many, and for them to go to Vietnam and die for just to be dying was very wrong. Them boys could be living today. As our government said that we had to go, which they were proud to go. But the government didn't have a plan of victory over there. All there was more like a police action. When you go into combat, your main objective is to win that war. They did not go over there to win the war. All they went over is, it's like a police station, just fight battles and let the communists take over, which was wrong for them people, for them all them boys and some women over to go and die for no reason. It was very wrong.
Okay, do you think the war was right?
Was the war right? Well, you look at it in two different ways. As far as spreading the communism, we was over there to stop that, which was right. But being over there and not guaranteeing South Vietnamese their right to stay free was very wrong. We pulled out and left them sitting there and let the North Vietnamese come in and take over, which that was what we posted to stop from happening, and it was wrong for them to do that.
What started the war?
what started the war was North Vietnamese wanting to take over South Vietnam, which spread of communism. That's what really started. They wanted to take over South Vietnamese, which finally they did.
Do you think the U.S. was defeated in Vietnam? Some people say we were.
No. We were never allowed to fight the war. People can say all they want that the United States were defeated. But to be defeated, you have got to put all your force there to and fight a battle. Therefore, all the battles was fought over there. We did not lose one battle. And for people to say we lost the war, we didn't lose the war. We was never allowed to fight the war. If we'd been allowed to fight the war, there'd been no doubt in my mind or anybody else's mind that we could have beat the communism over there, and we could have kept it from taking over South Vietnam. But when you got politicians that listen to other people and don't have a plan of action, then that's what you get.
Okay. When you were released from the war, what was your mother and family's reactions when you came home?
Well, when I finally got out of the Army over, they gave us an early discharge. That's when they was cutting back on reducing the armed forces in the United States. And when we finally realized that we was going to get out, you know, I was real happy that I'd been 2 years away from home, so I was really glad to be going home. So when I finally got home and I pulled up, my mother was at the back door, and she really wasn't expecting me, but when I pulled up in the taxi cab, she was standing at the door, and she seen that I pulled up, and she started hollering and run out there and grabbed me and hugged my neck, said I was glad to be home.
How has the war changed your life?
Well, the war really hadn't changed my life, because for one reason, that I wasn't over there to fight the war. So, in a sense, it didn't change my life. If I'd have been in Vietnam and made it back, then my life would probably have been changed, because it changed a lot of soldiers that went to Vietnam. It changed their life real. But mine was, I was never changed, but I was glad to be out of the Army. And in a way, I believe I'm kind of glad I didn't have to serve in Vietnam.
If you had to go through the war again, would you do it, and why?
If I had to do it over again, yes. If I was drafted and called to serve in the United States Army, I would do it again. It's just something that that a person, if he likes the United States, would do automatically. You have no hesitation about doing it. Which I did. I did not one time think about not serving in the United States. I thought it was an honor to do.
Okay, what do you think about the movies that are made today about Vietnam? Do you think they resemble what it was really like over there or not?
Some of them do, some of them don't. There was one particular that told about the Vietnam War, which I thought was pretty accurate. The name of it was Hamburger Hill, where the United States soldiers kept taking this hill, and once they take it, the generals over there would give it back to the Colonel, the hill, and the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese would take it back, and they would send them right back into the take the hill again, which really happened in May of 1969, I think it was. You had a lot of soldiers really take that hill and died for a reason, and they made a movie of it, which I thought portrayed it pretty accurately.
Okay, Vietnam will always be a legacy in history, but if any young man had to participate in a war like Vietnam in the future, what kind of advice do you have for them?
Well, if we hope never nothing comes up like the Vietnam War, but you never know what lies ahead. But if I was a young man and got drafted, I would do it. I would call it that it's an honor to serve. And I know that things happen that maybe things shouldn't happen. But one thing you learn is that you're a citizen of the United States and you're supposed to serve your country, even if it's right or wrong.
Okay. Thank you for participating in this interview. I hope this will be an enlightenment to others who have to serve their country in the future. Thank you.
You're welcome.